Carol, good morning.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Good morning.
Now, Carol, why are Australians moving away from formal organised religion?
This is a trend that you can see in pretty much all Western nations, actually. Since maybe the 1960s, there's been considerable distrust of organisations that tell people what to do. This distrust has been fueled by a number of things: growing individualism and people wanting to craft an identity and a life for themselves that is not always defined, say, by religion or family. But it's also driven by things like loss of faith in institutions rather than necessarily in religious ideas. So things like the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse would be something that would cause a lot of people to feel distinctly uncomfortable about wanting to be a member of a church that had, you know, committed such injuries.
Now, you've suggested previously that seeking spirituality is a result of our complicated, uncertain society, and just then as well. What ways has the nature of the modern world influenced the ways that people go about choosing religions and spiritualities to participate in?
Well, one of the big issues is that everybody knows a lot more about other religions now than would even have been true when I was a child in the 1960s. When you're looking for a spiritual outlet, you already mentioned yoga and meditation, people have a lot more options to choose from. And there's also this idea that you don't just accept, say, that there's a church on the corner and that's your local parish. If you decide you are going to be a Christian, you might well travel quite distant on the weekend to go to Hillsong, for example, or a church that you think is more in tune with your needs.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Carol Kuzak, Professor of Religious Studies at Sydney University, about the movement away from organised religion here in Australia. Now, Carol, how are organised religions responding to this kind of an exodus of people from the organisation?
I think mainline churches, like the Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, the Uniting Church, they're all very aware that this move is occurring. And it's particularly important to notice also that it's quite age-related. So mainline churches tend to have ageing memberships, and it's much younger people who tend to say, I don't have a religion, or I engage in spiritual practices, but I don't belong formally to an organisation. And I think that Christian churches have in general attempted to adapt, changed the style of their services, maybe also introduced more modern kinds of music, etc. And that works for a certain number of people, but most people nowadays take this view that religions and spiritualities are really there to serve human needs. And if their needs aren't met in a mainline old-fashioned church, they're more likely either to leave and to become not religious at all, or to try out some other kind of religion.
And what exactly is the likelihood that personal spirituality could potentially replace organised religion entirely in the near future?
I don't think that's very likely. One of the big problems is that personal spiritualities are all very kind of loose and unorganised. And so people might meet in a yoga class or a meditation hall, but it's much more of a individualistic sort of pursuit. And also because actually a lot of people who do spiritual things don't think about them as being religious things. They think spiritual things are quite separate from religious things. So a lot of people who say they have no religion possibly are spiritual but not religious. And I think, again, that the kind of diffuseness and unorganised nature, and also the immense variety of beliefs that these people might engage in, or practices for that matter, that makes it less than likely that it will actually replace institutional religion. Though I think it's fair to say it'll continue to become, you know, a larger group in the population with each census.
Right. Well, I guess it'll be very interesting to see what the future holds. That's all the time we've got. Carol, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Natalia.